Hello, my name is Arif McIntyre. I made the piece you're about to hear at the Wave Farm Radio Intensive Workshop. It's about the reckoning after George Floyd's death last May. I would like to give big thanks to Jess Spear, the instructor at the workshop. Without further ado, enjoy!
On May 25th, 2020, the world shifted. On May 25th, 2020, the world was changed forever. George Floyd died that May day, a life snuffed out in 9 minutes of pain. Rain had fallen beforehand, a harbinger of things to come. On May 25th, 2020, the world stood still. On May 25th, 2020, time became irrelevant. The world watched, transfixed on what was before their eyes. On May 25th, 2020, the world exploded. Fists lifted into the air. Signs rose up. The human race, united as a whole, screamed in agony because an innocent man had been ripped from this world. From his daughter, who would never hear her daddy's name again. On May 25th, 2020, justice rang in the air. George Floyd's death. It was the biggest thing that has happened in my lifetime. It shook the world. It broke it in half. And I wanted to do something about it. I went to many protests. I marched in the streets. I tried to make a difference wherever I could. And I still do. George Floyd has become a figurehead for a political movement. But in the end, I think of him as a father, a husband, a son, someone who cared about everyone around him, whose life was needlessly ended due to systemic and structural racism in this country. It needs to end. It needs to stop. We must do something about it.